Part 14, Chapter 3. Johnny lay on the cross members of the canister storage area of the drone, gripped in a nightmare. He was in the cage again, a collar around his throat, and a demon was crushing in the back of his skull. He kept trying to tell the demon he would shoot it if it didn't stop, but he couldn't get the words out. He wrestled himself up from the nightmare. The roar of the huge drone engines beat against his head. He realized where he was. It wasn't the collar. It was the neck lanyard of the revolver. The heavy weapon was hanging down between the beams. He painfully retrieved it. There was a small amount of light in here, and he swung the cylinder open. Just one shot left. He reached to his belt to see whether he had reloads. He didn't. The blast gun was lost. Before he passed out, he had opened the first aid kit and tied a wound pad over his head and under the face mask straps. That was all he remembered after he had shot the flashlight out of Zit's hand. He could see it gleaming still, bent over a cross member. No, that wasn't a flashlight. It was about 4 feet away and seemed 40. What was it? A mechanic's mirror. So that was how Zit observed him. What had awakened him? How long had he been out? Seconds? Minutes? The back of his head felt like it had been staved in, soft to the touch. Fractured skull? Or was it just swelling and blood-matted hair? He heard something clatter. Noise around the plane had awakened him. With a sudden feeling of urgency, he made the effort and retrieved the mirror. He slid along the crossbeam and put the mirror to the hole. It was Zit. His first impulse was to dart out and use this one last bullet. Then he saw the ladder end and the ore basket going up. They were refueling the Mark 32. The sudden thought of what they could do with the Mark 32 back at the compound shocked him fully alert. He knew what he must do. Just now, wait. That was the hard part. He kept drifting off into a murky black sea of unconsciousness. He could hold on for a while, but the wave would drown him again. Zit was on the radio. No, he was smashing the radio with the wrench. Johnny gathered himself up, tensing to dive out through the hole. He watched carefully with the mirror. Zit went over to the ladder. He started up. He stopped with just his legs visible below the door. In a wave of pain, Johnny got out of the canister loading slot. There was a safety line on the floor plates. He grabbed it and gave it a tug. It was secured to his plane. In his condition, he did not want to go unconscious and fall out that door. He rapidly swung the safety wire around his waist and secured it with a hasty loop. Zit's legs were gone.